Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I got good news, you guys.
Oh?
Yeah, go ahead, Riggs.
In about a year, I think, I gotta do some training for it, but I'm going to find Bigfoot within a year. Within 1 year, I'm going to find him.
We're still on the Bigfoot thing.
Because in June of 2020, I just signed up for my first ever triathlon. It's the Bigfoot Triathlon Bigfoot Beach State Park in Lake Geneva.
No way.
I can't wait to do it. It's it's a 700 meter swim, a 12 mile bike ride, and a 5K trail run.
Gibbons, we can get drunk while he's going.
Yes.
I've never been to Lake Geneva.
Yes.
Hold on.
I've never been to Lake Geneva.
Uh-huh.
And this is going to be it, Gibbons.
I understand.
Welcome
that's a year
to
away.
Our day drinking.
Seriously.
In Lake Geneva while Riggs does a triathlon. We're going to be so drunk when he gets done with the swim.
Yep.
We're going to push him back in the lake.
And we're going to
be like, come on, sucker.
Yes.
We're going to drive a golf cart throughout the entire thing and heckle you okay. while we're there drinking. Keep going, Riggs. Glug, 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 glug. You find Bigfoot yet?
And then at the end, I'm going to run through that ribbon and I'm going to reach for the beer and drink one beer and be hammered because that's all it's going to take
and as
after
you're
all that.
And as you're reaching for that beer,
yep.
I am going to strip down butt naked and start running around so you can actually find Bigfoot because
yes.
I'm a giant hairy guy.
I think he's going to be there at the end. I think I get to shake his hand at the end of the triathlon.
Gonna be Gibbons in a Bigfoot suit.
Yeah.
Drunk,
yep.
didn't
it
you?
Should
I
be.
Mean that we have it planned.
Yes.
This seriously is a brilliant freaking idea.
I know. Meanwhile,
there we go.
I'm sitting on a patio. I forgot Riggs is even done with the race. And I'm like, oh, I missed the end.
What happened?
Seriously, that's amazing.
Well, June what?
It is June. I was just looking up the date right now. It's June.
Something of next year in Lake Geneva.
June 13th.
Oh.
June 13th of next year. Because my friend just did it,
yeah.
and I was jealous.
A little FOMO.
I was like, oh, I want to sign up for it next year. So it was like
Gibbons,
super cheap.
Who the hell gets jealous of somebody that just got done with a triathlon?
Not someone who got done with a triathlon.
Not me.
Someone who got to meet Bigfoot. And that would be, I would expect that from Riggs. I totally would.
What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is I had a really good weekend.
Yeah.
I had walk, run, stop looking at me like that.
I thought I dropped the drink. I thought that was not
was
because of you.
He was smiling at
that
me
was not
all
because
looking
of you.
At me crazy.
Walk, run, wag. That's
walk,
right.
I had walk, run, wag on Saturday morning.
How was it?
Got all the pups. It was great. The weather was sick. And I mean sick good.
Yeah.
The pups were happy. Everybody ran with their dogs. Raised money for the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control. Mm-hmm. I got my new shirt from Friends of Matic.
Yeah.
I got to be the MC. It was fun.
Hell yeah.
I didn't kill my kids.
Was Bella with you?
Everything went great. No. And everyone was like, where's Bella? I said, do you know what it's like to have a 7-year-old and a dog and then
fair.
Try to MC
fair
something
point.
Yeah.
with a microphone? It's like a nightmare.
True.
I'm lucky my
Too
kids
much.
Stay alive at that thing, quite frankly.
Exactly.
I just hope for the best and send them on their way.
That's all you can do, right?
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is Mama G got a new job. And it is the job of her
she
life.
Did?
Bro, it's amazing. It's for the
what
same
she
company.
Doing?
She works for Live Nation still, right? But they're flying her to Los Angeles to film a training video. Like when you get hired for Live Nation
Stop
to do security, you have to
it.
Watch these videos, right?
What?
They're flying Mama G out to Los Angeles to be the star of these videos. Then they're going to fly her all across the country to do special trainings with people at
Shut up.
At different
Stop
Live
it.
Nation
She's
venues.
She's going to be the video like,
Stop.
Mama G here.
Genius.
Security 101.
Exactly that. It's going to be her and a buddy of hers who's going to be like the big serious guy, and she's going to be the crazy lady there. It's the job of her life.
Always pat around the genital area for the drugs.
You gotta get the good confo, okay? I mean, the what? Huh?
Your mom is so funny. She's like, do you know how much stuff I confiscate from people? And some of it, well,
imagine.
It all goes in the trash if anyone asks you,
wink,
okay?
Wink, nudge, nudge.
Wink, nudge, nudge, literally.
Yeah, she gets pulled into her boss's office Friday night expecting to get fired, and they tell her, you're getting a raise and a new job, and it's awesome.
That's
no
awesome.
Way.
Good for Mama G.
Nice.
It's like when police keep the beer from the kids they found.
Uh-huh.
They're like,
the end of
we're
their
just
shift.
Gonna confiscate this, thing, and then they take
yep.
it home like
end
my
of,
friend does.
Yep, end of watch, they're cracking them open, drinking them.
Yeah. Don't you
yep.
worry, kids, we're gonna take
I've
good care
it.
Of this.
Okay.
We all have.
Phil, go put these on ice.
My college roommate was a cop. I witnessed it, okay?
put them on ice.
Keystone Light from 16-year-olds.
Keystone.
Trust me.
Good news. Good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Why are you guys so poised? You ready?
I'm nervous. Yeah, you said be ready for me to throw something at you. I don't even know what that means.
Well, here's what happened. There was a package on my doorstep over the weekend, and I had a box waiting inside. That box.
My palms are sweaty. What the?
Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Inside the box, I open it up. There's two burritos. Gibbons.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Allie. Ah, throw a burrito. Oh, my throw burrito game came.
Wait, what?
My throw burrito
game.
Oh,
my God. What a weirdo. He got a throw burrito?
It came.
What do
the
I even
Kickstarter
do with
campaign
this?
That I ordered like months ago. I gave them money. I never got anything. I forgot about it. I started getting tracking updates for it, and finally it arrived.
No way.
Throw burrito. Look at this. And not only did I get one copy of the game, I got two copies
of
this game.
Oh, it's a game.
It's a game. It's a card game.
Riggs, just stop.
I was getting ready.
You've jumped way far ahead. We're in the sex and we don't even know what just happened.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
So rewind.
Throw burrito is a card slash dodgeball game. All right,
card slash dodgeball.
It's okay. A dodgeball card game.
How did you find out about it?
On the internet, of course, where all the things live.
Because he Googles burritos every
yeah.
day.
Uh-huh. People know that I'm obsessed with burritos. I got tagged in this one, so they go, "Hey, it's a game where you can throw burritos at people." So there's these little stuffed burritos inside this box, two of them. And there's a card game. So basically, you play cards around a table, and when you get three matches, you have duels. So you stand back to back, you take three paces, you turn and you throw the burrito, and then you're keeping track of who gets hit with the burrito.
This is so stupid.
It is.
And the rules, am I right or am I right? This is dumb.
It's cute. It's ridiculous. The rules are overly complicated. I have no idea how to play it. It's just neat because I have little foam burritos now that I can throw at people. So what the hell do I do with this now?
It's like a squishy, like a squeeze ball when you're stressed.
I thought it was a stress ball. It's exactly what I thought it was.
It's like a stress ball, but it's in the shape of a burrito.
Stress burritos.
And
yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
But it's a burrito and Riggs loves it.
Okay, so like Riggs, you have the box with the game in front of you.
Yes.
You have a bunch of cards. Can you just randomly pick a card and read it just so I can have some idea
yeah,
of what the hell's going on?
I don't what's happening.
There's one card that says the Sombrero
he
Sparrow.
He won't open it. Look at him. He won't
Seriously,
open it.
I was
just
waiting
open
for you guys.
The damn thing and stop
I was
being
waiting
weird.
For you guys.
Thank you.
I wanted to open it with my friends.
Riggs is that guy
I
that
waited.
Would keep it in the box.
I waited.
And preserve it.
That's why you waited. That's why you picked it up and looked at the last card in the deck without opening
it.
I don't think you would have.
I'm so no, on I wouldn't. To you,
okay.
dude.
One of it okay. says...
We know you better than you know yourself.
Mm-hmm. You do. You really do.
100%.
One of it says, okay. Drama Llamas, the grass is a little chewy today. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll just starve to death when... Then, oh God, I don't even know what they mean.
I don't
understand this card game.
Hold on, I figured out the whole game.
I'm just excited that it's about burritos.
We would know.
Hold on. I don't even know what it's about. I just know it has burritos, and I wanted to throw it at you.
Allie, do you have
what it says in the box.
Allie, do you have a burrito, Allie? Leave the cards alone. Do you have a burrito?
Yes.
Allie, hold a burrito. Riggs, take a burrito.
Can you open that for me? Thank
you. Are we going to have a duel?
You guys are going to duel right now. Interns,
get the. I get to throw things at him?
Yes, you do. Get the cameras ready. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I only have one burrito.
Yeah, exactly. Stand back.
We should take off our earphones.
Take the headphones. Put the scissors down for the love of Christ. Okay, stand back to back.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Rig.
Stand back to back, okay? Now, when I count to three, you're going to take three paces ahead, and then you're going to turn around and throw that bad boy at your opponent, okay? One, two, three. Oh, damn! Allie cheated and hit Riggs hard as a mofo.
Why did I cheat? You said 3 seconds. I went.
Yes, she didn't cheat.
She didn't take any paces. She just turned around and threw.
Play the video back.
The tape never
Rewind
lies.
Rewind the tape. It's this
cheat.
Kickstarter game, and I ordered it a long time ago. It's a dodgeball slash card game. I don't even know how to play it. And I was trying to figure out over the weekend how the hell to play it. So I was like, screw it. I'm just going to bring it in and throw a burrito at my friends.
I don't know if I'd recommend people to go buy one, though, if they're listening.
No, I don't know if I would either.
I have to give us...
It's kitschy.
Yeah, it's like, what do I do with this burrito
now
rather
I've got,
than squeeze
well,
a lot?
Well, exactly. I can squeeze a little. I've got a cute little burrito. And I've got a card game that I can play.
Listen, let me give us a little credit, though.
What?
We have done a bunch of stupid games and stupid stuff like this.
It takes the game.
No, but every time we do, somebody winds up, myself normally, getting hurt when we're throwing things at each other. That almost always happens.
Well, yes.
You guys were able to play the game. You had your burrito duel, and you didn't hurt each other or me. So,
well, can we just call it what it is? Normally, I get mad at you and throw a pin at you out of nowhere.
100%.
So it's not even like you're prepared.
I know.
At least with this, we can walk away.
Now I can't see your hands. I'm getting nervous.
I'm not mad at you right now.
I know. Well,
just give me 20 minutes. I'll throw it at you later.
20 seconds, for God's sake.
Throw burrito. Once I figure out how to play it, we'll have fun with it, and we'll make it a drinking game of some sort. I'll find a way to make it a drinking game.
Now
and that's when someone gets hurt.
See? And then we'll throw burritos at each other.
What else? Fine. What only real burritos.
The yelling melon. These are great cards.
She opened them. Yeah, she opened the cards.
There's the religion pigeon. There's the yelling melon. There's the drama llama.
What's it all mean?
There's the loafer gopher. I don't know what any of it means. They're the different cards that you have to match.
Burrito brawl.
Oh, see? Jesus.
You can pull a burrito brawl card where you fight with plastic burritos.
That's when you have the duel where Allie and I just stand back to back, and then you turn around and you throw the burrito at each other.
Oh,
it's throw a burrito, and it's the worst endorsement you've ever heard for throw a burrito.
Seriously. Hashtag not an ad.
If they wanted to pull this right now and use it for an endorsement, it would be the worst endorsement ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
And plus, it took how many months to get the game after you so long?
A long
you forgot
time,
about
yes.
it. You forgot about it. Admit it.
Oh, my God.
I really did.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Oh my God, what a weekend.
Givens.
Lord.
Givens says to me, I'm going to pass out over here, girl, if you don't tell me the juice.
First, I said, I'm literally sweating out booze on the edge of my seat. And then Allie texts, okay, so I was texting him late last night, and I say to him on the text, oh, sorry, Givens is texting me, asking me what happened today. And he says,
I was talking to Pottery Guy on a text message.
And that's where I was fitting to pass out.
And he says,
and then Allie sends a screenshot of their conversation where I
just
guess
one line.
They are going to rip me to shreds on Monday.
Which is what Pottery Guy said. You guys are going to rip him to shreds today.
And since that flipping moment, I have been on the edge of my seat. I'm sweating right now waiting for this moment.
What's your theory?
I come up to my cell phone with 36 text messages between Allie and Givens because I had missed it a little bit.
We were sipping the tea, honey.
Damn right.
Spilling the popcorn.
I was just minding my business. I come back to my phone. I was like, oh God, what is happening?
Meanwhile, Givens is going to pass out over here if I don't give him the
Jesus.
Juice.
Straight up.
So what's your theory?
Givens has a really good theory.
About how my weekend went?
Yes, he brought it up to me this morning. I think this is fascinating, and I'm gonna second his theory. Go ahead, Givens.
Because a lot happened over the weekend because that's how my dating
went. Let him tell his theory.
First of all,
tell his theory.
I had no confidence in the theory, but I've spent the last 2.5 hours reading you like a book and studying your every movement.
He came up to me, girls, interns, and he was sniffing me like, doing that.
Yeah.
To see what I was like, get away from me.
Yeah.
What I think happened was your day date on Friday afternoon with Pottery Guy went really well in your eyes. And then at some point in the weekend, Pottery Guy decided to break things off with you.
Oh, that's your theory. Mm-hmm. So you think I went out with somebody else then?
Uh-huh. And then you hop right back on another date because you're freaking Allie on Tinder and you just go through them.
Get somebody else.
My theory is wrong.
Wrong.
I've been gaining confidence. Allie, what you don't know is every moment that you've been out of the studio this morning, all of us, me, Riggs, and the two interns have been just speculating.
Really? What did you... So everybody thinks that, huh? That it's Denzo already?
Oh, Riggs has his own theory?
What's your theory?
My other theory...
Yeah.
Is that you went on the date on Friday.
Uh-huh.
You had a little action on Friday.
We hooked up, okay.
And I think there was a second, maybe even a third encounter over the weekend, and I think that things are moving faster than you want them to.
Oh!
It's an interesting theory, too.
And I think that we're going to rip him to shreds because he's gotten you to think about a relationship, and we're going to rip him to shreds because of a relationship, because I think you guys are considering it now because things have moved so fast over the weekend.
No, we don't talk about it.
That's what I think.
We don't talk about that.
That's what I think, because you've been so quiet this morning, I think it's one of the two. So it's not a break off. What is happening?
So I swear go over to his house on Friday.
I can't breathe. What time on Friday? Let me get my tea.
Like 1 p.m.
Okay.
Right? Like a day. Like, I'm not going to see you for a week. Because we both have kids. We're busy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm not going to see you. We'd gone out on Thursday night. We had a really good time.
You were out till like 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Just like kissed and stuff. Mm-hmm. So Friday, I said, I'll come over to your house to see you for a few hours before I got to go to the Delafield block party. Yeah. What the hell? I got a free afternoon before I get my kids back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I go over there, you guys. And do you know why he said you guys are going to rip him to shreds?
Because
I went over there for 3 hours. Three. And the guy didn't make one damn move on me. Three. I'm at his house. I drive all the way to his house. He doesn't make one move.
On Friday?
Nothing.
You drove all 3 hours. The way to his house.
And I sat there
for 3 hours.
Which was fine.
There were no kids at his house?
No.
Nothing
Hell
going
no.
on.
No, I would never go over there if his kids were there. So I'm leaving his house on Friday to leave at like 4 p.m., 4:30, and I'm like, what the hell?
He hasn't even made a move?
He didn't even kiss me. So what? I'm leaving, and I get
what
in my car.
What was the vibe? Were you watching TV? Were you having a sandwich? What the hell are you doing in the afternoon on a Friday?
We were having a little bit of a heavy conversation about our divorces, but not the point.
Oh, that's why. There it is. That was it.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. Let me finish.
Okay.
So I'm leaving. I'm backing out. I'm like, what the hell? So I go, so I pull back in. I go, hey.
Really? In the moment as you're about to leave after 3 hours?
And kiss me already.
Hold on. He let you leave without even kissing you? Bye.
So he comes over to my car. He starts kissing me. I leave. And I go, dude, like as I'm leaving, I'm like, what the hell? You didn't even kiss me the whole time I was here?
Yeah.
What the hell? So I left. And I moved on with my life because I had to work. And as I'm going to the block party, I'm getting blown up by him on my text messages.
Oh, no, I've been that guy.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Did I just screw this up? Oh, God. Did I just bleep this up? I'm really flustered. I think I screwed this up. And I'm like, he's like, my friends are telling me I screwed this up. You came over to my house. I didn't even like try to sleep with you. I was trying to be respectable, but at the same time, I didn't know, because we don't know each other.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there like, hello.
Allison.
Hello.
You got to speak to this man in 4 words, okay?
Which is what?
And there are 4 words that you know well that at this point you should have freaking tattooed on you at somewhere.
Which is what?
Don't think. Just live. Because this dude spent way too much time in his own head.
Yes, and he even said, when you came in, you walked right past me. Because you know I do that awkward
thing. Oh, shut
up.
It's not your fault. No.
I give the energy of like, hey, how's it going? Like, I don't
really
give you a chance to kiss me kind of thing.
She just walks in, walks by you. Yeah.
Yes. I do that to avoid the awkward. But there's more.
Oh, God.
Oh, we haven't even started.
Oh, God. Well, that's right, because you texted us yesterday.
I texted you yesterday.
There was a second date.
There's a whole new update.
You said it got a whole lot juicier, and then you said, I won't tell you till tomorrow, and then I haven't slept since, so for the love of St. Peter, Paul, and Mary.
So
what happened next?
We have the, moment where nothing happens.
On Friday.
The 3 hours, so I go work on Friday night.
No afternoon delight.
I worked on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I had my kids all day, and then he went to the Brewer game Saturday night.
Okay.
So then we were texting all day, and I said, hey, you want to come over when the Brewer game's over? My kids are asleep.
And then?
Then it happened.
And then it happened.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even have a conversation without him trying to sleep with me now, because now he's going out of his way my bones. Because he's trying to redeem himself so badly.
Yeah.
Before I have a chance to tell you anything, I just... Yeah.
Because he also wants to make sure that he doesn't get friend zoned. That's a big risk that you run as a guy when you don't make that move. He runs the risk of you putting him in that friend zone right there, where
100%.
You're like, okay, maybe he doesn't like me like that. So
I'm so glad you said that because I, honest to God, when I left on Friday, said, you're going to get friend zoned. Like,
yes,
I said that
100%.
Straight to him.
Yeah.
You don't 100%. Make out with me? I'm going to, like, it's going to be over because I'm going to start seeing you as a friend.
See, like, he's pottery guy, so he likes pottery. He might be a little emotional. Like, maybe he was in his feelings and he absolutely was thinking too much.
Pottery takes time, Allie.
Yeah.
And so does his love.
He was trying to be respectable.
Jesus Christ.
So does his love.
Okay. So, Allie.
So, yes.
How was it?
Good.
But not, hold on. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Twice. It was good.
Now, was this a session on Saturday night/Sunday morning?
What do you mean?
Like your makeup, your love session was at Saturday night, right?
So Saturday evening, yeah.
Saturday evening into Sunday morning. Uh-huh. Yeah. A full 24 hours and you're walking perfectly fine. So I don't know if it was that great.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's never like that.
Here we go. I know.
Sure.
So there you go. You wanted me to get under somebody else. I did it.
There you go. Congratulations.
Now, what's the future hold? Are you still swiping on Tinder? Or are you? Let's.
Oh God!
Because you mentioned
so
earlier,
awkward.
My Tinder is blowing up
you
now.
You did. Oh, you're calling her on it, you jerk.
What do you mean, you jerk? She said it earlier.
She said it off the air. I'm pretty sure.
Well, I just said it on the air.
Oh man. So you swipe and don't come on.
Okay, look. So pottery guy.
Just because she got messages doesn't mean she was on it.
I don't know what
true.
To say.
Or does it?
Which is shut up, Rick.
Or does
listen,
it?
Allie, just speak.
I'll be fair.
Just speak. Don't think about it.
This is what I like about pottery guy.
Yeah.
He knows what's up. Because he straight up said to me more than once, I'm never going to tell you what to do. I'm never going to, obviously I'd like to only date just you, but I'm never going to tell you to stop, to only date just me.
Uh-huh.
You'll make that decision on your own.
Yep, true.
Which is the way you got to roll with me. Don't pressure me.
Yeah.
And maybe eventually I'll be with you, right?
True.
It's just letting me live. So that's working, but you guys would get a kick out of this guy because he does two things that I think would make you guys laugh. One, he constantly tells me I'm awkward.
Yeah. Okay, keeps it real with you, yeah.
And then he tells me on Saturday, you're so awkward when you're not alpha, when you're not in control.
Yeah,
I almost just
like,
said
oh
no crap.
Oh my God, this guy's too intuitive for me. He's too smart. He's got to go. I can't play with this guy because he's too smart.
Stop reading me.
Stop reading me.
No.
Stop it.
It's true, though. You
but
know,
no.
When somebody can read you, you're like, oh God.
I'm gonna just say it. I know, I'm not personally, just based on stories you've said, when it comes to you making love with a dude, you really like it and get hot when the dude takes charge and takes control.
Yes.
So does he know that, or did he know it before this moment where I said it?
He probably knows it now.
Did he work it that way when you guys?
It's good. It's good.
Yes, it's great.
It's good.
She doesn't want to. Her hands are in her pocket. She's nervously looking around.
Uh-huh.
I can see sweat
she's shifting her weight
developing.
Back and forth. She's standing up, shifting her weight left and right. She's very nervous right
she's
now.
She's waving her hands like, please stop.
You're really
please
awkward. Stop. You're being awkward. Stop being
stop
awkward
being
right
so
now.
Awkward,
stop
Allie.
Being awkward, Allie. You're so awkward. God.
Okay, so, and then the other thing I thought you guys would love is.
But wait, there's more.
He tells me to shut up
good.
When I start
hell
saying
yeah.
things that are crazy.
Yeah.
At one point, I started talking after we did the business. He goes, stop.
After we did the business.
This is not the time to talk about this right now.
Shut
because
up.
I brought up something really awkward. And I go, you always tell me to shut up,
mm-hmm.
which kind of turns me on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't freaking kiss you because I can't, you never shut up. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He's like, you never stop talking.
Now,
yeah.
Allie,
I thought, that's fair too.
It is.
In the vein of awkwardness, since we're using the word awkward, we got a text to 71037 that I'm going to read because
oh,
the people
no,
want to know. What happened to Tinder Luke Perry? The streets want to know. The text line said it. It wasn't a text that I sent. Somebody somewhere wants to know. And your head is down. It's been down. You won't look up. I'm just... Oh, no.
I don't like talking about this one.
Somebody asked.
He texted me and said, when are you free?
Yeah.
Can I take you out again?
Mm-hmm.
And you said...
Nothing yet.
Oh, ghost. Ooh.
I didn't say I was ghosting.
Well, you radio silenced
him. I just am trying to make...
Yeah, when did he send that message?
I don't know what I'm going to write back. Just
when did
me
he send
live.
That message? How long has it been?
Saturday.
You've gotten full-blown HBI.
Ooh.
You've gotten the hot dog and the donuts since then, and you haven't even answered him?
Oh, yeah.
Riggs.
Now she's going to have to.
No.
Now.
Allie, don't worry about it. Riggs, let's handle this. Hey, hey, Tinder Luke Perry.
Hey, TLP. Sorry, bro.
It's over, dude. Sorry.
You missed it.
Yeah.
Sorry, you missed that.
You missed the boat.
That ship has sailed.
Stop.
It's
gone. Yeah, we did it for you. Don't worry. It's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Done is done.
What you wanted to do in the first place, isn't it?
We did it for you,
look
and now
at
it's
you.
Over.
That's, I don't know what I want to do. I'm just going in the moment.
Exactly. And now
there.
The moment has passed, and Tinder Luke Perry's gone, and we just got
rid of it.
Pottery guy and Tinder Luke Perry on the back burner.
Oh, God. Oh, it sounds so bad.
No, it doesn't. It
you're
sounds
living
like,
your life.
Thank
sounds
you.
Like you're living your best life.
It's about time.
Yes.
There you go.
And I left with a better experience from the last, right?
Good.
You know what
and
I
listen,
mean?
And
like
if any,
it just goes up from here.
And
yes.
If anybody sees you out of the bar with one of the other guys and wants to tell somebody about it, just, you know what to do.
Yes.
Allie, it's real easy.
What?
You just say it wasn't you. Everybody knows that.
Whatever.
You just, it wasn't you.
Hey, it worked for Shaggy.
Exactly.
In the early 2000s. It'll work for you now. 2019. It's Kiss FM. Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Time now for Hell to the Gnaw. Hell no.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, you do? Dude,
have you looked around the room this morning at the drunk hungover interns? Get over on the mics, girls.
They are pretty drunk and hungover, both of them.
I wrote down a quote from one intern hungover achiever, which was, quote, "I was standing outside of Trinity and my roommate was puking everywhere." And I'm like, I miss being 21, man.
What the hell happened?
All I know is she showed me 10 texts from intern Fun Pants texting her on Saturday saying, "I'm so drunk, I'm so drunk." And it was nothing. She would write her like 5 texts and then all intern Fun Pants would respond was, "I'm so drunk."
Yeesh.
So girls,
explain yourselves, ladies.
I was not well on Saturday.
No.
Did you guys live in your best life downtown or what?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Did you go to Bastille Days? What the hell?
I went to Red, White, and Blue.
Red, white, and blue. Okay, yes.
I love red, white, and blue, yes.
Went to red, white, and blue, and I text Eric. Oh.
Talk into the microphone, it's okay.
I'm talking into the mic.
Our intern's nothing.
There you go. There you go.
And I text her, and I was like, "Hey, did you go downtown tonight?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm at Trinity." And I was like, "Okay, cool. Like, I'll be there in 20 minutes.
So intern Fun Pants is at Trinity.
Yeah.
So you're going to head there, right?
So I'm on my way. And we lost like 2 of our people. It was a mess getting to Trinity. I don't
know. This is every Saturday when you're 21. I mean, it's okay.
It's literally like across the street, and I lost everyone. But anyway, and so we get there, and I'm like messaging her, and I'm like, "Hey, like, what's up? Like, are you in there?" She's like, "I'm so drunk." Laughing face, laughing face, laughing face. "I'm so drunk." Laughing. And I was like, "Okay, but like, are you inside?" She's like, "Yes.
I'm so drunk.
I'm so drunk." And I was like, "Okay." Then we ended up having to like leave.
How did you get home? Ubers.
We Ubered. Because I'm like 5 minutes
up the
street.
Do you remember getting home is really what I was trying to ask.
Right.
No.
That was the most honest answer ever.
No. It was my roommate from freshman year's mom that picked us up.
What?
Yeah, because we didn't want to pay for Ubers.
So mommy, you can pay for 20 beers, but you can't pay for an Uber. You guys crack me
downtown
up.
Downtown to Franklin Uber is pretty expensive for a college kid. $20.
It's, oh my God.
It can be a lot. That's depending funny. On the Uber. So then I remember this. Rolled the window down. My head is hanging out because I need air. Because
you're intern Fun Pants.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Of course your head's hanging out the window like Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Oh
my God. It was so fun.
Good 90s
though.
Pool, yeah.
I was having the time of my life.
Did you vomit in the Uber or not?
You didn't throw up anywhere, did you?
No. Good. Okay, good.
But intern hungover achiever's roommate did everywhere.
It happens.
It does happen. That's all right then.
You guys are now being quoted by people texting us in the quote, "We lost 2 of our people from the intern."
We just lost two.
I don't know where they went.
Two of them down.
It's true. And then you call and you can't find them and you're just like, I don't know. So you give up and then you have to meet somewhere. It was We ended up having to meet at the Mecca because we couldn't find each other.
Come on. You guys are better than that.
God, I miss those days. Weren't those fun?
Yeah.
You meeting up somewhere.
You didn't know where anyone was. You
don't
care.
Know.
People are puking. You lost 4 people. You still get home somehow and you all meet back up.
It's a
but
beautiful
you don't know
thing.
What the hell anyone did all night.
Yeah,
those were the days.
You end it like real chilly on campus. Or like dog
house. Real chilly.
Yeah. Where's your favorite place to end a night? Night of drinking.
She went to Marquette, so that's why she ends up.
Right. Where's your favorite place to end a night of drinking?
Doghouse? Yeah.
Nice. On Sausage.
No, on Wells. There's one
See,
on
campus.
See,
that's what I mean. I knew she was talking about Marquette side.
Yeah. Well, because we ended at Calf's, which is like on-campus bar on Saturday.
Right.
And then we like had to make it before 2 to get to Doghouse before they closed.
Oh, the days when you couldn't make it to the restaurant by 2 a.m.
to get food
because you were living your best life.
Up.
I love living vicariously through you girls, man. This is so fun.
It's
Tell
a beautiful thing. Beautiful, beautiful thing.
You gonna hell to the no, Gibbons?
All right, listen.
What is it?
We have to get serious here.
What?
Well, everyone was having fun. I was mourning a tragic loss over the weekend.
Oh, God, what happened?
I pulled up on 76th Street, and I get to Greenfield, and the family video that I know and love and have talked about my love for is closed.
Hell no.
And dude, bro,
for good?
Yes, and it happened like overnight. I passed that store all the time.
They just started selling CBD.
Yeah, they had no, we're closing now, get your DVDs, nothing. Not get your CBD, your DVDs, nothing. They just closed up shop.
What about the Marcos next door? Is the Marcos still okay?
Marcos is okay.
Okay,
we got Marcos still. Thank God.
So family video in Dallas closed.
They killed my family video. And there's nothing anywhere
about it. Maybe it's because you don't need to rent videos anymore, people.
I know.
Even the naughty ones you can get online. Come on.
That's true. That's true. That I know for a fact.
Just saying.
Speaking of CBD, there was a guy with a CBD van yesterday. I was in the Bayview area. I'm over by Puddler's Hall.
Yeah.
Guy with a CBD van had like a flag out hanging out the side of it.
Oh, that sounds legit. Totally.
Right. And he goes, "Hey, brother, you smoke?" And I was like, "No, thanks." And he goes, "I can sell you some. It's under the legal limit." And I was like, hell to the
no. Guy in the sketchy van that looks like you're going to kidnap people. Go away.
Right.
What is your favorite kind of mint, Riggs?
I don't know.
Mint.
You know what your least favorite kind of mint is?
What?
Entrapment. And that's what that guy was trying to do.
Smelled like
entrap
it.
Trap your ass.
I've never smelled heard like that a, before.
That guy smelled like a cop. 100%. 100%. I was like, no, thank you. I went about my business.
Which makes no sense because it's legal. So.
Right. I don't think so, go copper. Figure.
No, thank you, sketchy CBD guy. No, thank you.
No.
I'm not going to buy it out of the back of your van.
That's funny.
No,
I don't think so.
No. We're getting lots of texts to 71037. You can always text in and let us know what your hell to the gnaw is. But somebody said, when you stay at your boyfriend's and it's Monday and you have an hour drive to work. That's what you get for trying to get booty, girl.
Yeah. Hope it was worth it.
You got a price to pay.
Hope it was worth it.
Oh, so nice. Good. So good. So good.
Somebody said, are you sure your intern Fun Pants didn't party at Area 51 last night?
Oh, no.
I don't know anything about Area 51. All I know is everyone's talking about it. Everyone's saying, have you seen the Area 51 stuff?
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Area 51 is
this... What is the thing that everyone's talking about?
You're familiar with the Air Force Base, right? And the whole legend of Area 51, how there's Roswell, New Mexico.
Give me a five-second rec for the listeners.
Five-second update. Somebody made a goofy thing on Facebook about storming Area 51. They can't stop us all. We're going to find out the truth about aliens. And a million people responded to it.
And they're convinced there's aliens there.
Yes.
And that's why it's going viral.
Yes.
And that's why everyone's talking about it.
But it's fake. But they said on the event that if a million people storm it, they're going to get in there and find the truth. They can't shoot a million people. It's their logic.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to read more on it. Somebody else said,
don't read more on it.
No,
just
don't.
Leave it alone.
Okay,
just,
fine.
Yes.
You
trust
know what?
Me.
Let's be real. I'm not going to read more on
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I can't even read all my emails.
No.
Let's be real.
It's funny because
somebody
it's
said, LOL, Gibbons with the entrapment dad joke on a Monday.
Yeah, right.
I love that joke. Tell that joke again. Ask Riggs again.
Yes. When the guy in the CBD van tried to sell me pot from his van.
I said to the guy, hey guy, what's your favorite mint? And he goes, what? And I go, well, my least favorite mint? Entrapment, sucker.
Entrapment.
Entrapment.
I don't think so.
I love that joke.
Hell yeah.
71037. You can always text him in.
Yes. Thank you for your text. Thank you for your calls. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
What the hell's stressing you out?
Mm. Oh, my God,
Becky.
What?
All right.
Girl, look at her butt. Tell me.
So we got paid
spill
on Friday.
I'm going to pass out if you don't spill the juice.
I got you, girl. I got you.
I love it.
We got paid on Friday night, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
And you know when it's payday that your boy Gibbons is going out because for 48 hours, he's going to have some money in his account.
I was so happy when I saw you out on Instagram. I got so happy. I smiled. I even texted my friend. I'm so happy Gibbons is out living his best life.
I wanted to go out with you, too. I was upset. I took a mental health day. I had a rough day on Friday mentally. So.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I'll tell you about it later. It's fine.
Oh, my God. Who says that in the middle of another juicy story?
You know
fine,
what?
I'll tell you about it later.
You know what? I swear to God, I was concerned. I got to ask you about it now because I was legit concerned,
Allie. No, this isn't about me. What? This is about
you. We're pivoting.
You don't say that on the air and then not give the juice. Give me a 5-second thing.
We are professional. Hold on. First off, Allie, I texted Riggs. We had plans to go out, and he was like, holler at me later. Yeah. I go, all right, I'll holler at you later. Mm-hmm. We were going to meet up around like 9, so I think it was like 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock. I reach out to Riggs, and all I say is, yo, dude, what you doing?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm jumping out of planes. Mm-hmm. And I go, all right, man, he's doing his thing. He'll holler at me whenever. And then he says, hey, listen, man, I know we had plans tonight, but you know, I've had a tough day mentally. I'm not feeling so great. I'm going to take the night off. And I went, dude, like, are you all right? No harm, no foul. Just take care of you.
What the hell happened?
He said he was all right. And now he's fine.
I was fine. Friday was
something specific happen, or were you just having a bad day?
Friday,
is my question.
No, Friday was the anniversary of my uncle's suicide.
Riggs, why didn't you tell me that?
I'm not going to make a big deal of it. It was just something I dealt with on my own, and I was fine.
But you're the king of don't deal with everything alone. Riggs.
I was with some friends. I was skydiving. I was doing my thing. I wanted to do that. That was my way of doing therapy on Friday. That's what I did. I wasn't going to go out and drink alcohol and mask it that way. That's the last thing I wanted to do, was go out drinking.
Okay.
I didn't want to go out drinking. I got to give you props for that.
But Riggs, you were with us from 5 in the morning till like 11:30 on Friday, and we're here for you.
I was fine as the day went on, I kept thinking about it more and more.
Oh, so here you were fine.
Yeah, I was fine here. As the day went on, yes.
I swear to God.
My boy's all stressed next to me.
No, you guys are fine in the morning. I will tell you if something's wrong.
As the day It was the anniversary. How long has it been now?
2 years.
Wow.
2 years. Mm-hmm. As the day went on, it just hit me more and more, and I was like, I don't want to go out drinking tonight. It felt like the wrong thing to do. So that's why I didn't.
And you lost your uncle to suicide 2 years ago. That was a big turning point in your life.
It was.
Your life has changed a lot since
then. It has.
It changed everything.
I'm a lot more involved with the cause. I'm chairing the walk in October at Veterans Park on October 13th.
You've been through something traumatic that's going to change you forever.
Freaking Washington, D.C. to advocate for mental health awareness.
Oh, my God. Think about that. What you've done since your uncle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right? But this isn't about me. This is about Gibbons.
Okay, sorry. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Now, Gibbons, what the hell happened? So Riggs bails on you.
Riggs bails on you.
Fair enough, moving on.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to meet up with J-Man out there. My buddy Dan is the bartender. It's opening night at Elwood's Liquor and Tap, which used to be Rosie's.
I loved Rosie's.
So on the way there, I take a Lyft because I ain't driving this crap, right? I get all the Lyft and I get a notification. Your payment has failed. I say, okay, I go check my bank account. My check's in there. I have money.
What?
I had just put in my new debit card into the Lyft system,
right? It was a new card, wasn't it?
I had to have screwed it up. I'll pay with Apple Pay. No big deal. So I pay with Apple Pay, and we're all paid. We're all good.
Sweet.
I go to the bar.
Yeah.
And man, it was one of those, your buddy's the bartender. You're just going to throw down your card. You're going to drink all night and you'll worry about it later.
Mm-hmm.
I get ham sandwiched.
Nice.
Because J-Matt shows up, who does the show after hours, middays, and me and J-Matt are doing Jaeger bombs.
And J-Matt is like single, ready to mingle guy at 30, so he's living the downtown life.
Hell yeah.
We're doing Jaeger bombs. We're doing Irish car bombs.
Like wingman, yeah.
We're mixing it up, right? And to the point where I kind of brown out. And by brown out, I mean blackout.
Yeah.
End of the night comes. Time to pay the tab. I go, here, man, you have my card. Just run the card. And my buddy Dan comes up low-key, pulls me to the side of the bar and goes, yo, dude, your card got rejected.
Your card didn't work.
What?
Oh,
I'm like,
again.
I go, oh my God. I go,
try it again, dude. Try it again, dude. Try it again.
It's so embarrassing.
And because I have the card, I only have a limited amount of cash.
Gibbons is like pulling up his bank account going, look,
I have money, dude.
Guys.
This is my Wells Fargo account. There's money in there.
It's not much, but here's my money.
I'm in the black, I promise.
Yes.
So my tab was $68. Mm-hmm. I go, dude, I got $45 cash on me. I don't know what to do.
Right.
I pay the $45, $68. Should have been like $300, dude. He hooked it up, right? So I have to borrow $25 from my buddy's roommate, who I kind of know, but not well enough to borrow $25 from, right?
Oh, no.
Oh.
So I get in the Uber to go home. And again, I'm blacked out, so I just get in and go. My Apple Pay works. I wake up in the morning. I'm thinking, oh, my card worked in my drunken state. My card worked on the way home. I'm all good. Go out to lunch.
It
works. It was Apple Pay.
No.
I go out to lunch.
Yes.
Go to Club Paragon right down the street.
It's where we took you when you came for your interview. That was one of the places we all went to have a couple of drinks one day.
Yeah.
And I told my girlfriend that story and we're reminiscing. And I had the Bloody Mary bar the same time we did when I went, right? And I'm loving it. I'm having the nostalgia, watching sports. It's great. The bill comes out, $39.
Okay.
I go, I got this. No worry. Throw the card down.
Gibbons feels rich because he got paid on Friday. This is what people do.
For those 3 days, I'm balling.
Yeah.
Lady, the waitress comes out. She goes, excuse me, sir. I tried to run your card 3 times.
No, what the hell?
And it got rejected.
What is the deal?
If you look on my bank statement, because I have the app, and you can see all your transactions.
Yeah.
It shows that at Elwood's, it got charged and then returned 3 times. So it wasn't like they scanned it and it came back declined.
Mm-hmm.
The money came out, went back in. The same thing happened at Club Paragon.
And that's weird. Apple Pay is connected to your card.
Hmm.
So the card was getting rejected, but Apple Pay uses the card, which is weird that it wasn't was working with the Apple Pay, but not with that, because when Apple Pay works, it uses a unique number, not your exact credit card number.
So what's the deal?
I reached out to my friend at Wells Fargo, weird. And I said, Tina, what the hell's going on? And she,
Tina.
Tina's like, dude.
Hey, girl.
She goes, I don't know what's going on. Stop in on Monday. Because at this point, it's 4 o'clock on Saturday. They close at 1 o'clock on Saturday. They're not open.
They're not
Sunday.
Even open.
I went to the ATM, and my card worked in the ATM, so I was able to get cash.
Oh. Okay.
I also, using my card, went to the Citgo gas station to buy Munchie food because I was hungover as hell on Saturday morning. And my card worked then. But lunch on Saturday afternoon and the bar tab on Friday night didn't work. I literally don't know why.
Was there something wrong with their system? Like, did you Google like Wells Fargo outage or something?
Nothing.
Weird.
Those times when you were using your card, when it got declined, you were trying to buy something for someone else. Stop being so nice.
Oh.
It's the universe sending you a signal. Stop being so nice with your money like that.
Oh, it was the universe.
That's what it was.
The universe. Yes.
You don't have money to spend, you bozo.
Yes, stop spending money on other people like that, too.
No, I liked it that you were out. Live your life, brother. I'm proud of you.
No, look,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Enough sitting at home doing nothing. About freaking time, dude.
Moral of the story, it was Blackout City, and guess what? Here's the actual freaking miracle. Of all the BS that happened that sucked, I woke up Saturday morning, A, still drunk from the night before, B, didn't vomit once, C, no hangover. It
Look
was
at
a
that.
Miracle.
That's a Christmas miracle. High five to that.
No,
yes.
It's the best life. Yes. Isn't it great at this age when you drink and you don't feel like you want to die the next day?
Yeah.
God. You're like,
yes.
Wow, I got a little kick in my step.
Hey, it's like 20-year-old me, remember?
Yeah.
Remember?
When it came to my bank account not working, my card didn't work, I had just one thing to say.
What, Adam?
One simple thing.
Oh, really?
Three little words.
Oh, yeah?
I don't care.
Good.
He's like, charge me the fees. Screw you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.